Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
A casual gamer, a constant complainer, welcome to Filthy Stinks. He's calling to moan, he's leaving notes on your phone, welcome to Filthy Stinks. You're listening to Filthy Stinks.
Hello, weary traveller, and welcome to the latest episode of Filthy's Like a Dragon's Ring Stings. I am your host, the one, the only, the deadbeat punk, and the other man that isn't a host, he just kind of turns up and the show's named after him for some reason. It's Filthy.
Well, hello there. No idea. No idea.
What was the inspiration for that one?
Right, I'm going to tell you what happened there. I briefly
thought...
Oh, do,
please get into it.
I briefly thought I was going to go, hello, ho, ho. And then I thought, that sounds Christmassy. I'll save that for Christmas.
Does it have a bit of a festive ring sting to it?
Yes. Yeah, so I thought, well, if I'm not going to repeat the last syllable, I'll repeat the first syllable. And then I thought, that could be a bit of a laugh. I seem to be laughing. So there we have it.
And were you laughing?
No, I was sweating it. What a bad way to introduce yourself on a show that was. Yeah.
That's a shame. You know, any other time we could start that again. And, you know, take two. But we don't do that here.
It'd only get worse. I think we have to respect that.
If anything, yeah.
We'll leave it as it is.
Yeah. I am glad you were able to discuss that without swearing, because at this part, we have to warn people, before we go any further, there is going to be swearing in this show. So if you have stumbled in by accident...
Yuck.
Yes, protect one's ears. You've only got two of them. This show does contain quite a bit of bad language, and it will be focused on Filthy's progress through Yakuza 7, or Yakuza Like a Dragon, or Like a Dragon, Like a Dragon. Now that Ryuga Gotoku...
Nice.
I don't know why I look at you for confirmation on that. I say, yeah, you got it there, bud. No worries.
Yeah, fluent in Japanese, obviously. Yep.
Well, now that Ryuga Gotoku Studios have dropped the Yakuza name, so there will be spoilers.
Will we just call
them
the RG?
Did not just interrupt me.
I know, to annoy you a bit. I was just thinking we could call them the RGG for the future.
Well, people do call them the RGG Studio, but yeah. It feels like defeat.
No, we'll venture through.
I just stumble my way further and deeper every episode. And of course, we would advise anyone to start off with the Elder Flower pilot, our first series. And why wouldn't you start things at the start?
Only if you're a wanker, let's face it. That's
yeah, we can swear now. Don't you ever fucking interrupt me again. I'll break your face, you c***.
I know, that was a moment of madness.
You've been so good lately. What was that?
I know, it's a hard paragraph for anybody to get through. I'd appreciate your work there, and I just...
I can't say some of it.
Yep, just
Ryuga Gotoku.
I think you've got... You're onto something there.
Yeah.
That's my attempt.
I know it really annoys those anal... He's getting the Japanese pronunciation wrong. Fuck them.
It's like you didn't even study Japanese before getting into this game or enjoying...
Hurabags, I stumble through English.
Yep, I think it's only fair that we stumble through as many languages as ignorantly as we can. It's our right as native English speakers to show a general ambivalence to other cultures, is it not?
Well, it was forced upon us. We will fucking speak it however we wish. So, how have you been keeping since the last episode? It's been a little while.
It has. I mean... It's been busy. Life is busy. Life is misery and pain, and then we die. No, life's been busy with work and whatnot and general faffing about. But It's been good. I've got this far. I've made it to this day to record this podcast, and so all I can do is be thankful. Every day is a gift. That's why it's called the present. Remember that. That's bollocks, yeah.
And I came up to visit you in your token city, and you didn't even acknowledge my existence. That was quite rude.
Yeah, that was bad, even by my standards. That's where my life's at the moment. literally had no money, no free time. Yeah, that's good. You know, when I got my job, they said the pay's not good, but the work's hard, so it's all right. And that's where I'm at the minute. Lots of overtime.
There is an unspoken bond between us, Felthy, that whenever the other is in the vicinity and you get a text that says pints,
I know,
you drop everything and you turn up for pints.
I know, you were left pintless. And
for the first time in our many years together, I dropped the pints. I had to drink both those pints by my lonesome.
That must have been terrible for you.
I looked like a bollocks.
You looked as happy as a man with 2 pints.
I was pretty happy about the 2 pints.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
So I went to that gig for the Chats in Belfast at the Limelight.
Australian band, Belfast location.
Indeed.
How did it go? How did it go?
Multicultural.
Do Australians have culture? I thought they just did casual racism.
Black kettle, which is a racist term.
You have me there, to be fair. good gig.
Yeah, I think the sticking out point was that it ended at 9:30 on the button.
I mean, that's just shit by anyone's standards.
Yeah, it started at 7:00. There was a warm-up band called Guantanamo Baywatch.
Nice.
Yeah, surf punk nightmare that didn't really work too well, but the fucking drummer was fantastic.
Always good.
But they came off, Chats came on soon after, and then it was 9:30. Like, they flew through their fucking set. 9:30 came on, everybody standing about clapping. One more tune. You know how that goes.
But of course.
And then they put the lights on. It's like, fuck, they're really milking this encore. What the fuck's this about? And then the stagehands came out and started taking the drum kit apart.
So it was no more tunes.
No more tunes. And then the bouncers started clapping their hands and herding people out like cattle.
That special Belfast way that they have. Yeah. It was a weird phenomenon for me that actually gigs in general, I do know, are earlier in the mainland, in England. Mm-hmm. And people do find it jarring when they come over and they're like, what do you mean the main band's on at 11 o'clock? You're like, well, of course they are, because we're going to stay here until 1:30. But that's early even by UK standards, I think. That's just a bit
fucking abysmal. But standing there, if I'd known it was going to be over that quickly, you'd gear up something else.
Yes, you'd have your afters.
We called over
planned
to the Voodoo, but there was something a bit shite on there, so that didn't do anything for me.
Yeah. And also a nice bar, rubbish pints, I have to say. And that's what we look for in a bar, decent pints. I mean, you've heard of it.
We were talking last time about the Dublin Road Cinema getting destroyed.
Yes.
I was like, I got to tuck a Battle of Buckfast up to the cinema and watch the Mario movie. But it's not there.
There would have actually been probably a late enough showing if it hadn't recently been demolished to be turned into more fucking flats or something. Office space, I think. Yeah. Great.
Have you seen it at the moment?
It's a little street market.
Food. It's a bomb site.
Yeah, literally.
Just what Belfast needed, more of them.
That's literally what they did. They levelled the place, bought a few static caravans and sell food and call it a street market, which is
it's gash.
Really unproductive. Yeah, but
anyway, this isn't Punk's Belfast Ring Stings, the Outer Ring Stings.
No, that's a whole different podcast.
An angry podcast. I'll not even get started on the ETAP hotel. Those shower of bastards.
Not a good hotel experience.
I often stay there. It's a little budget hotel. It's just a place to sleep. It's nothing fancy. It never was. But they've halved the rooms with the almost cardboard divider walls.
Is that legal?
I'm not sure. Because I went in with Lady Punk, better half. Huh, that wall doesn't connect to the roof or the floor. It's actually been really badly cut. And then I pushed the wall and it bowed in the middle and came in and out.
What, really?
Yeah, it was quite savage. And then they've added like pop-up showers and toilets. It's like a toilet and a cupboard. And the drains of this fucking glass cupboard shower was a porthole to hell. I could not describe the smell to you.
Oh.
And I am a punk that has faced many festivals, portable toilets, and worked in a nursing home for a number of years. I can deal with smells.
But?
Oh, water running out of my eyes. Holy Christ.
There you go, folks. 1 out of 5 on Airbnb, the ETAP hotel.
Yeah, get fucked.
Yeah, that's miraculous. You're in room, what, 101.5 then, presumably?
Well, we were joking that it was like that episode of Black Books where the flat gets divided.
Yeah.
I'd say if I was a bit drunker and I had a bit of badness in me, I would have just shoulder charged the wall and put it through.
Fair.
Just
Doc
to see
Martin.
If I could.
Yeah. Old Doc Martin to the centre would have done it.
Oh, yeah. Lovely drop kick. The signature.
That's incredible. That's Thatcher's Britain, as I like to say.
I'm telling you. So, the big smoke. Not what you used to be.
Nope. Up and puff.
So, do you have anything you want to complain about, or will we get on to it?
Oh, I save my complaining for this game. So,
Very good.
We can move on.
Shall we do our first audio note?
Let's do it.
So obviously, with this being the Like a Dragon, Like a Dragon, Like a Dragon podcast, I know the question on everybody's lips is going to be, Phil, the new Mortal Kombat trailer just dropped. What do you think? Obviously. And yes, I did watch it the minute it went live. And yes, I was incredibly excited that day. Very enthusiastic with the new game. Reboot is interesting. Ed Boon all over Twitter, because obviously lots of people are asking, oh, but if it's a new world, then so-and-so's storyline won't make sense. Or how the fuck is Jax going to lose his arms this time? You know, which is a good question. And I'm very excited that he has replied, oh, well, you'll find out. Little apprehensive about this cameo thing. That's cameo with a K. In that it sounds like it's going to negate half the characters to just being non-playables or people that just jump in or have one move set or something. Who knows what that means? But I mean, I have full confidence in the team, so I would say it'll be good. A lot of people excited about Mylena. I know she has her fan base. More of a Jade guy in the last game, I have to say, for when it comes to my female combatants. I like her big green shtick. It's good for baiting people with. Obviously, I'm a basic bitch, so Scorpion, of course, will be playable, and he is, of course, my favourite person to play as, because I am a straightforward man. So, please, he'll be there. Fingers crossed, personally, for Cabal. He's another guy that I like to play as, so hopefully Cabal comes in, gets a good story. I know a lot of long-term listeners will be laughing that I like Cabal, given my hate of Kano, but there you go. But, yeah, I hope that satisfies everybody's initial queries for this podcast.
Oh, deadbeat punk. Why didn't you mention the Mortal Kombat trailer in your general chat segment of the show? Well, dear listener, Filthy has made such little progress, we're going to talk even less about what this podcast is about. We're going to talk even more about Mortal Kombat for the second show in a row, actually, now that I come to think about it. Filthy, what the fuck are you doing?
I just really love Mortal Kombat. It's an exciting time in any man's life when the next gen Mortal Kombat. Oh, I messed that up. The next gen Mortal Kombat gets
released.
Fan. So excited, I can't even get it out. Bigger fan than Katana's fans. She has fans.
And are they big?
They are big. She uses them for slicing people's heads off. So they're pretty big.
Oh my.
No. So yeah, I just really excited. The trailer looked really good. They've went with this reboot notion that they've come up with. So, you know, there is nothing better than shitting on your own lore by just pretending the previous 30 years of a game don't exist. I mean, that's impressive. You do have to admit.
It's kind of the situation Marvel finds itself in at the moment. I think they're going to have to do this too.
Yeah. It's sort of every character relationship and interaction is being you know, questioned. Mm-hmm. We don't even know because different men have been Sub-Zero or Scorpion. We don't even know which ones it is. We're like, is that Bi-Han? Is it the other one? You just don't know. Are they going to be friends now? Why would they be? Why wouldn't they be? So many questions.
So yes, very excited for this one.
Very. Not excited enough to spend £250 on the premium with the free.
You did statue. Seem quite keen on it before you seen the price.
Yeah, it looked really pretty. Like the Liu Kang little statue, I was like, oh, could that fit nice on the mantelpiece? Why not? A little talking piece at parties.
But, we were exchanging messages about this, and I'd say, I can't judge. I get collector's editions all the time. I still have that Fallout edition that has the Pip-Boy that strips to your... straps to your wrist.
Yes.
And you can slot your phone in it to use the VAT system.
Love it.
Premium nerd shit.
That's some quality swag right there. That's some good merch.
And this is... did you see the DLC characters? That's open quotations leaked.
Yeah, lots of rumours, particularly around, what do you call them? The John Cena, for want of a better
phrase.
Oh,
yes, Peacemaker.
That's the one. Yeah, John Cena might be in it, which would be interesting. Not the first wrestler to lend his voice, actually. So, yeah.
Did you ever watch The Boys Are Invincible? They're the other two characters that caught my eye.
It's also on my very, 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 very long to watch list, The Boys.
After I think The Venture Brothers, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, precisely. In fact, they're in that order. I think The Boys I watched two episodes maybe and then just forgot. So,
have you no Northern Irish pride?
What, because The Boys are around? No.
No.
Because of the bloke that writes it? Is that the one?
It would be the bloke that writes it, Garth Ennis.
Yeah, him. Ach, but sure, you know, he's usually down my local.
He's actually pints. Going to be at that Comic-Con in Enniskillen.
Very good. Well, I mean, he has to get out. Any excuse to get down to God's own country at the same time, who could be?
Oh, of course I. Go to Blake's, look at the fucking door.
The big throne's door, exactly.
Oh, pay that some door to the toilet.
Yes, well, let me tell you, that door would actually get you through to King's Landing if you hit your head off it hard enough, I suppose. Yeah.
He went through it at the right angle. Yeah. I was thinking of calling down with a pin badge, see if he wants to be on the other show.
That's a good idea. Why not? Isn't it? You could doorstep him and then ask him if he wants to be on your show.
Be a bit more intimidating in person, actually, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There's
I sound
thought.
Quite mild-mannered on podcasts.
People have no idea.
I'm actually quite emotionally unbalanced.
Yep.
So before we move on this one, would you be very excited to see a Yakuza character appear in Mortal Kombat? Because I am trying to connect this show to Mortal Kombat to interest you.
I don't know, that sort of thing wouldn't really interest me at all. No, not me. No, actually, it would be very cool because you could have your, if you were Ichiban, you could have your bat and you could do some pretty good damage with that, I reckon. Mm-hmm. And he sees everybody as video game characters anyway. So
it's not like real violence to him?
Nope, ultra violence. So he could do some pretty good finish hims, I suppose. He could maybe talk them to death. That would be good.
Yeah, it'd certainly be effective on you.
or you could his cameo, because there's this new cameo system that we're wondering about if it's a cop out that means half of your favorite players won't be playable.
Kind of present, but not really.
It's a very, very bold statement, so I'll have to see what that's about. They will explain it, I'm sure. But yeah, you could call in homeless Harry Potter and he could throw pigeons at them. That would be a pretty good fatality. Death by pigeon.
I know you didn't play the older games, but there's a few character Majima from the series. Walks about in a snakeskin leather jacket. No shirt. One of those lads.
Yeah,
he'd be good in Mortal Kombat. Anybody else that has played other Yakuza titles knows exactly what I'm on about.
Well, if he was fighting Reptile, that would be a pretty good sort of, here, you're
yeah,
wearing my
fucking
uncle.
Fucking wear him, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good way to finish it. There you go, see? It could happen. I mean, Ed Boon's been known to throw anything at us, so...
Oh, yeah. I still reckon throwing J.K. Rowling in would just get the sales you're after.
Well, it would just depend on what her fatality is, I suppose. Or does she just do like she does every day and commit Harry Carey at the end of everyone by doing more tweets? She just takes out her phone and tweets. And
it's always her charm that she never does anything badly. It's just, you know, she'd get on Twitter and get other people to do it for her. Distance.
That could be a good idea. Yep, she could make a good cameo and she tweets you more support. But yes, Mortal Kombat season is upon us. It's got a little way to go yet, but...
Yeah, it does, but I just wanted to get this out of your fucking system. I can't believe you left a sting on it.
I know. I thought he's going to fucking hate
these this. Stings are precious. They're only about the game. If you want to talk about shit like this, that's what general chat's for. I have a general chat part in the script. All this is tightly scripted. Nothing is accidental.
Nothing is ad-libbed or off the cuff.
No, or... I am just that brilliant a writer.
Exactly. Who, you know,
I created the cheese ball.
You created me. I'm a fictional character. No one's ever seen me that I know of.
Just me with a pitched voice.
Yep, that's just it. Somehow making yourself even more culty. And there you go.
There we go. Would we like another sting?
Let's!
We went to a karaoke bar, and Harry Potter there has immediately got drunk, just out of the sheer excitement of all his new friends, apparently. Which is kind of sweet. You know, you've got to like that. And I mean, who doesn't love getting drunk at a karaoke bar, I suppose? It usually takes me longer than the 15-second cutscene it took him. So, props. Reminds me of a song, Tall Ships, off the new album, the debut album by the Ballad Mongrels, which is a new band comprising my own brother and Tyler of the Dogs Demur. And yeah, I do play mandolin on that album, so if you'd like to buy it, this is a shameless plug. Go on Spotify, listen to it at the very least, and you can at least comment that you like that, even if you don't like my playing of this game. So I win both ways.
Second sting of the show. And we continue to not talk about the game. Thanks to the laziest transition between subjects I've heard in a long time, and I listen to a lot of indie podcasts, I hear many stumbled segues and clumsy topic flagstones, but this, filthy. This was the worst display of conversational narcissism I have suffered through in a very long fucking time.
I was quite proud of it, really.
Oh, I bet you fucking were.
I mean, the connection was there, and I mean, that's not even a single off the hit new album by the Ballad Mongrels there, that Tall Ships. That's
is it not? Do they have a charting single that you want to fucking mention while you're here?
Will they do the album's charting, actually, on the independent artist
album? And that's charts. Like having fucking 15 singles charting at the one time when you have an album charting. Isn't it filthy? That's how things work.
That's the connection I would certainly draw at this juncture. Yeah, it's going well, and I play on it. My name's on the album and everything, where I did a wee bit of mandolin work. I may have mentioned that already. So I just thought people might like to know what I get up to when I'm not playing this game, because apparently I'm never playing this game. So.
Yes, filthy. This is why I have the general chat section. You could have mentioned this before we went into stings. The stings are for the game. The game that you aren't currently fucking playing.
The stings are sacrosanct.
They used to be.
Well, look, I think the important thing here to dwell on, apart from how the album is available at all good merchants, including Amazon, and you can listen to it on all streaming services. But the other thing to dwell on is that I did get to the karaoke bar. That was a start. And that's our new hangout now, I believe. That's
and what's the karaoke bar called?
El Karaoke Co. Key.
Does that sound right, now that you've said it out loud?
No, even as I was saying it, I didn't think it would be correct. But then I didn't think I'd be asked, in my defence, because...
You didn't think I'd ask you on the location that has now become your regular pub in the game?
I just figured it would be have a little star on the map or something, and that's how I would know. And it would be, oh, let's all go to the starred karaoke bar. And that's
the
how
Survive bar.
Exactly. That's how we were all going to talk to each other.
No, it's called the Survive Bar.
Oh, okay. So
because there's a big, shining, fucking neon sign that says Survive Bar. To give it away, it's got a sign outside and the artwork that I sent you to proof for this week's episode contains Survive Bar.
Is it a pink neon sign?
It's blue.
Is it a blue neon sign?
It is a blue neon sign, filthy.
I think I know it. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the owner called?
It's a woman.
It's not. She works there.
She works for the owner.
She does work for the owner. That's how employment works.
And he's bald, I want to say.
He's not.
Who am I picturing? Am I picturing, was there a bouncer?
No. There's no bouncer.
I'm picturing a bald guy in a black t-shirt behind the bar.
Well, you're picturing fucking wrong. You're thinking of Belfast again. Get your coat. You bald. Well, you know, I guess he is a bit difficult to recognize. I mean, his only kind of identifying feature is a fucking scar running across his face.
Oh, scar face. Yes, that's right.
Actually,
that's his name, isn't it?
It's not his name, no. I just adding that to the notes that that's what you call him. I always thought he looked a bit like Chris Morris.
Oh, yeah.
Except a Yakuza.
Yakuza Chris. Or Scarface, as I'm going to call him, with his beloved barmaid, Betty Ann, the barmaid, which I believe was her name.
This was a terrible sting.
I thought it was good. I want
you to be ashamed of yourself, but you look as pleased as fucking punch.
Well, it was good for me. You know, I got
And did you give Tyler my PayPal details so he can pay for this ad section?
If you can get money out of that man, you'd be...
Excuse me, who are you talking to? What is my job?
That's a fair point, yeah.
Yeah.
Enforce it.
That prick, that E-tap of acoustic rockers. And if you are in any way interested, yes, of course, we will have links in show notes.
To Trouble by the Ballad Mongrels, the new hit album. That I
with
play
on. Shitey mandolin. I can't believe you'd do this to your own show.
I know. I've sabotaged myself.
So do you think our next audio note is this going to be game related? Are we actually going to get into Like a Dragon here?
I certainly hope so, but at this point it's anybody's guess, let's face it.
You can't remember.
Okay, I have a bone to pick here with my glorious host. I'm now in the karaoke bar, as I've just mentioned, and Big Bob is now spilling his story about how he witnessed something and how he got kicked off the force because he wouldn't stay clear about it. So, look, I'm not saying it's your responsibility to know exactly where I am in an 80-hour game at all times, but I would like a retraction on last week's verbal kicking that I got for not knowing this. Oh, God, Kasimi killed himself in his cell. Now Bob tells me. I didn't know that when I was speaking with you. And it wasn't, as it turns out, because of my terrible attention span. It was because of my terrible progression in this game. So, you know, credit where credit's not due. I don't know.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Now it's my time to be cross.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought you were a bigger person than that. I didn't think you were that petty to get cross to somebody for making a simple mistake.
I was given such a hard time on the last episode that as if I hadn't... If poor Big Bob had been spilling his story to me and I hadn't been listening to how he'd been a traffic... No, he wasn't.
Well,
traffic.
You can see why I'd be annoyed. Given that scenario, it's... You know, I thought you just completely ignored a certain portion of the game. I just powered through. But no, I made a mistake. I have to put my hands up there.
Shame on you, sir.
Shame on me. Shame on me. Of course, he does explain things to you in the brothel room.
No, that was the other one. That was wee Harry Potter.
No, that was Big Bob. He explains all this. What you triggered was a thing called the Drink Link, which is a bonding exercise with your team members in which you go through a little bonding session over a drink. A link to drink. It's kind of like they text each other, pints, and they meet up and have heart-to-hearts. This conversation starts with Ichiban bringing up the earlier conversation they had in the brothel room and continuing on from that and kind of going deeper into it.
I just thought that... Because why would you do that, though?
Because he was interested. Ichiban is a lovely fella, and this is something that seems to be eating away at Big Bob, and it's like talking is caring. Tell me about it. Talk. I am your friend. I am here to listen. Being a good listener is one of life's most important skills, Filthy.
I just thought Drinklink was, you know, like a cash machine. That's what we used to call them, wasn't it?
We used to call them, yes. But you can't move away from this subject. You wanted to hang me out to dry here. I remember that. I hold grudges. You know that.
You do. Actually, that is a truth fact.
Yeah.
This is problematic for me. I guess I'm going to have to dismount from my high horse, which I don't like doing.
Oh, dismount. Are you going to get tore fucking down, you bollocks? If you're going to pick a bone.
I feel I'm going to be kicked off my high horse and fed a breakfast of my own words.
Indeedy.
And they taste sour, sir. They taste sour.
I am going to take this bone you wish to pick. I am going to turn it sideways. I am going to insert it into you. I am not really fussy on an opening. You have a few to choose from.
Not in a fun way, then? No.
No. Not even going to spit on it beforehand.
Thank Christ we have that little warning at the start of the show there, isn't it?
Isn't it? You self-righteous prick. I was happy to hold my hands up if I had made a mistake, but I haven't. You've made the mistake. Your utter lack of awareness has only dug you deeper into the hole of your own ineptitude and redundancy. So, before we go any further, I want you to apologise to me.
I'm sorry. It was an accident. It was me.
And are you going to pay attention going forward?
I'll try harder.
So not only did we get two stings, not about the fucking game, we had a third sting calling me out.
That really
incorrectly.
It wasn't a good gamble on my part, no.
No, it was not.
I admit that now. Seems like an oversight on my part.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Can we go on now, please, to the bit where I'm not being yelled at?
You're going to have to put me over again, how to avoid fights you can't win. You mentioned that there might be a logo or something that tells you, because I couldn't see that. And I just walked into a fight where we were outnumbered and they were all rated 3 higher than us, so we were inevitably going to lose. You're not allowed to run away from fights in this game, like, that's annoying, because I just had to sit there and throw all my moves, knowing that I wasn't going to win the fight. And then when I did lose it, my money got halved. We're all down to 1 HP, and you have to then sprint to somewhere where you can recover, because, as we know, every 5 yards there's somebody that wants to fight you. That's a little annoying. I mean, come on. If you're like me and you're shit at this game, that's not fun, is it? It's not fair. But C'est la vie.
Okay, so when you get into a fight, there are purple and red symbols. Purple symbols, I think, for single enemies that are incredibly strong. And then the red symbols are groups of enemies that have higher levels than you.
Okay, because I'm trying to think, anytime I see guys, and there's always a big group of them, three or four, mm-hmm. and they've got, yeah.
Generally, if you're running about, you will get gangs of, you can get up to six more,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah.
Generally, the more they are, the weaker they are. But
I think in this particular example, I found the exception that proves the rule because there was...
You have a habit of doing that.
Yeah, there was five of them, three of us, and they were all at least ranked four higher than us. I think they were all...
Do you
14.
Remember where you were? Because the different sections of the map, you pull up your phone, I think it's select or whatever the equivalent is on your controller, it brings up the map of the city.
I was running to my next... this was the funny thing. I was running to my next bit of the mission, like just the next storyline point.
Was
and it did seem
the
really
nursing
far
home?
Yeah. It seemed really far away.
Once
from
you go past the train station, you're in a different area from the city, and the map is divided up into areas, and every area has a level. So it could be that you petered over to another area. But
it
I do remember around the nursing home, they are quite strong.
Yeah, it certainly felt that way. And there was a lot of them. So that was, yeah, disheartening would be the word. to lose half your money in such a way.
Well, you do have cash machines at all the shops. You can deposit your money if you're carrying a bit.
That I did not know.
If only the game explained this to you.
Really? So you don't have to have all your cash on you all the time?
No. You can go to any convenience store. I think they're Popo or Popo.
Yeah.
In the game. But there's cash machines in them. You can deposit your money, so you're not carrying it at all. Although at your stage of the game, what I would normally do is stock up on healing items that you can also get at the same store.
Spend the money instead with you.
Either or, you're not carrying them either way. Later on, there will be a way to make money if you need it, which I will go into in great detail once you get to that point.
Yeah.
So generally, and all the food you've been picking up and that sort of thing, that they're all healing items, you can use them during fights.
Yeah, I've gathered that bit. I've been eating a lot of sushi rolls and whatnot mid-fight.
There is... medicinal items too. They give you better boosts than food. They can be better in battle.
Yeah, because there's plenty of food that restores your health, but there's not as much that restores your whatever you want to call
the
it.
MP.
Magic. Special.
Well, have you noticed, especially early on, Harry Potter or Namba healing spells?
I did notice that. It's worthwhile.
If he runs out of MP, if you do a physical attack, he will recover a small bit of MP every time he makes a hit.
Why can't I do that?
Oh, he does. You may not have noticed, but he does.
But what about Itchy? He just has to put up with not being that good.
Well, because he has such a strong attack, he is seen as more of a knight.
I did notice this. Yeah, your man's umbrella is pretty ineffective compared to my baseball bat when it comes to the actual attack.
Hence his
bit.
Reliance on pigeons and alcohol breath.
Right, so it's like there's a strategy to be done there then about
not
who
so much.
Does.
It's quite like chess.
Yeah, well, I like chess. Yeah.
I know you like chess.
Right, okay. And then Bob's just sort of somewhere halfway between the two. He loves punching people, but his attacks aren't quite as good as Itchy's.
Bob's a fantastic one. You may notice a couple of attacks makes your enemies angry, so they focus on him.
Yeah.
And Big Bob can take the abuse, whereas the other two characters aren't. They're a bit more fragile.
Gotcha. Because he's bigger.
He's a big Bob.
He's bobbier as well, yes. Whenever he's fighting those frightening men, or those outraged men, or those... what other good... There's some great adjectives in this game, we'll give it that.
So I was going to go over a few basics, and I do apologise to anybody listening that has played it and knows this already, but fuck you, it's our podcast.
And I clearly don't, so...
And I don't think you're going to listen to me off air, where you seem to pay a bit more attention to me during the show. I like it.
Yep, you command the floor.
I'm going to take my top off soon. Basics. Nice way, because you mentioned everybody being a few levels higher than you.
Yep.
Can fight, run around in circles and just fight and try to get your stats up a little bit that way, which helps.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where the homeless camp is?
Yes, I had to run back there. That was really annoying because we all got reduced to one HP and I had to run there praying I didn't run into any other frightening men. So that was what happened.
You know, you can heal there for free. It's got the green fridge and that restores everything. That's great. So you can kind of run circles around there just fighting for a while and that will get you a bit stronger. You don't get a lot of experience for fighting in that area.
Yeah, and you only get like 50 yen or something because they're all really easy as well. Yeah.
But with the free heal in between fights, it's nice that way. You're never going to be stuck. In higher up areas, if you can't make it back there, you know stopping off to eat anywhere will restore your health.
Yes, but then they say that costs money. So
it does, but dying loses half your money.
Gotta spend money to make money and not die. With
one must speculate to accumulate.
With you now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I mentioned the shop with all the rubbish outside it before. Have you come across that yet?
Everybody's like, how would you get into that shop? And I had no idea, so I passed it. Yeah.
Go back there. There's a little sub story, and you want to get that finished because it will open up the pawn shop.
Okay.
And in this pawn shop, you can get some gear because you can equip accessories, shoes, armor, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not big advantages at this point of the game, but every little bit helps. But you can also sell things to him. Not your bat.
You know me too well.
Have you been hoking underneath vending machines much?
Yeah, I get the odd yen here and there.
Have you picked up any of the iron plates, silver plates?
I got lucky
with a gold plate.
I have a load of shite in my inventory.
Selling the plates. They don't do anything apart from the odd fetch quest, but you can always find more.
Okay.
You can sell those for yen early on and get equipment.
Okay, right.
And that will make you a bit stronger. You'll be able to take a bit more damage.
That would be nice, because, I'm a bit weak at the minute, to be fair.
So, at your stage of the game, you have the pawn shop once you unlock that, and if you haven't done so, I kind of make it a priority when you go back.
I can do that.
The survive bar, when you're back there.
With Betty Ann, yep.
With Betty Ann and Scarface, there's a clothes shop not far away from it. So if you check your map, you'll see it.
Okay.
And it does have a few upgradable materials that you may want to look at. And then at the Red Light District, there is a sex shop that stocks very sexy weapons.
I think I came across this, and because of the nature of said weapons, I thought this must be a jokey bit. You wouldn't really buy those. They're probably not going to be
any
good.
Oh, you really buy those. They're quite good.
Okay.
The back massager, I believe, also shocks people. Believe it or not.
There's an interesting thought.
I've got Ireland's only pornography, so it's stuck in my head now. Why haven't we done a Podge and Rodge episode?
Now, there's a good question. That is something that we both fucking want.
Yes. Well, back to the sting.
Back to this game. You know what I'm like for steering off gear here.
Yeah, the only other thing was healing. We've been over that. If you're low, it is worth going into an eatery and just topping yourself up rather than going into a battle half cock, because you don't know when you're going to get jumped, especially at that stage.
Eating. Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you faint in these fights, you're kind of banjaxed.
Well, that's where I fired myself, running away like a big child to a homeless camp in the hope that the homeless will help me.
And then with the earlier mentioned drink link, when you build your bond with other characters, you will notice they follow up attacks more.
Okay.
Which is a really, really handy add-on in fights. If you knock somebody down to the ground, somebody runs over and gets another dig in, that extra hit really helps in the long run.
With you. Oh, right. They'll just proactively do that. Doesn't count as one of your turns.
Okay. Oh, no.
Right.
So, and then their skills that get better the closer the bond is. The bond, of course, good to bring it up whenever you can.
Yeah.
So always go for a drink when somebody texts pints.
Fair enough. I'm sensing a theme here in this episode.
A lot of hurt. I think that's kind of... It's a lot to take on board. These are RPG staples, but I understand you haven't played a lot of them before.
As we know, that was the whole conception of the pod, indeed.
Anything you want to go over, or any bit that sounded confusing?
No, I think I'd rather just complain about it again in 2 episodes' time, and you can refer back to this bit.
Just play the episode back to you?
Yeah, you can refer to this bit that was genuinely helpful. That
and
seems
then
good.
For the running away, I do think holding one of the shoulder buttons can make you flee, but it's not always successful.
Is that what I thought? Yeah.
I never tried it because I'm not a fucking coward.
That seems fair. Yeah, I can appreciate that. That wouldn't seem like your playstyle. And then again, I don't have any shield to speak of, so, you know, sometimes running.
You wouldn't use it?
No, I wouldn't. Nor would I. Indeed.
Because there is an option to guard.
Yeah, I haven't really used that.
And your pound mate, if things get really dire.
Well, I'm broke at the minute, but I will keep them up my sleeve. Mm-hmm. I'll say that much about said mate.
So, again, apologies, listener. You probably know all this. This was a conversation I was expecting to have in one of the first episodes, but progress is what it is.
We were slow to get there, but you know.
Or were we?
Well, maybe a wee bit. Slower than per usual, I'll say. But it's been a learning curve, and we've learned a lot about other games while we were doing it, and music. So I regret nothing. Well, I regret some things.
Would you regret a further audio note?
Let's do it.
I just stopped a guy from euthanizing an old man. It's our girl's dad. I can't remember why, but obviously I'm against euthanasia. So that was a noble fight. I had to fight the guards, and then I had to fight the man who had wanted it done. Sort of a mini boss fight. What I will say is that I accidentally turned on auto fighting, so the lads were just doing it all. I mean, could you play this entire game without actually doing anything? That's my only question, and I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying, I've already commented that there seems to be an awful lot of talking and an awful lot of pressing A just to get text to go on. If I then didn't even have to do the fighting, could I just leave this on in the background and maybe go do the Tesco Big Shop and we could call it a day? Like that's my only question.
Filthy.
Yes.
Do we have an actual story beat in this episode?
I think it struck me as a plot point whenever this happened in the game, mm-hmm. and I thought, hang about, this seems important.
Doesn't it? I'm sorry. I'm trying to think from the listener's point of listening, not the point of view. They can't see the podcast. You just stopped a guy from euthanizing an old man. So you are at an establishment for the elderly.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Why?
Before, I want to point out as well, I did notice it said something really funny above the door, like excellent care or something, like excellent place, that made me laugh. But
it's just, you know, you didn't really mention this.
Oh, I probably should have.
You probably should have.
Right. Well, I only didn't mention it because I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Well, it is connected to the previous episode where you saw a woman paying money.
Yeah, and I didn't know why either. So she is linked to this man.
How is she linked to this man?
I want to say, I mean, you'd assume daughter, would you?
Yes, you can safely assume that it's a father and daughter scenario.
Okay. I don't know why he would have the money and she'd be having to pay other Yakuza's the money, because usually that's a power thing. Like, what? So that, I don't know. But that's, yeah.
The woman, Nanoha, who works for the Soapland.
Yes.
Her boss sent us, the party, I will refer to the team as us, even though it's you, to this nursing home, because it turns out this is why she has to pay money, is to keep her father in this lovely nursing home.
It was an excellent nursing home, to be
fair. It was an excellent nursing home.
Yeah.
Now, as it transpires, her father needs extra special care, which is incredibly expensive, which is why she had to pay so much.
With, you know,
has something clicked?
That's starting to ring a bell. Yeah, definite bell ringing.
So the guys are looking into this, our team, the homeless three.
Yep.
And it's looking a bit scammy.
Well, we did, because she was having to hand over money in broad daylight, and I was just like, that's a bit much.
And do you remember, as you were a janitor, there was a little woman that was brought up to the top floor and she passed away?
Truthfully, no. That does not ring a bell.
Does that not ring a bell?
No. An old woman dying? I thought I would have remembered something like that.
When Ichiban is cleaning, he pretends that he left his mobile phone in the toilet and he leaves the other staff member and runs off on his own.
And I did that.
You did that.
Right.
This happened in a cutscene.
Yeah.
So you went to the top floor, you've seen the special care room, and you've seen this elderly woman with purple hair being led into the special room.
Bollocks. No, I didn't.
You definitely did.
Okay.
And then when you're back at the soap land and you're all talking about your day at work, because Nanba's gone back to being a nurse, which you could have mentioned, Harry Potter's background in healthcare.
I thought he was just a homeless dude.
How do you think he got the job as the nurse to get into the nursing home?
Much
like Big Bob, with his security background, was able to get in as a security guard into the nursing home.
I thought Gustav Fring just sorted us out every time.
No, it's why you had to be the janitor, because you had no skills to your name.
Right, okay, yeah. With you now.
Well, when Nanba, or Harry Potter, finishes his shift and comes back, he mentions that, sadly, one of the residents passed away. The same resident that you saw delivered to the top floor special care room.
That's getting a bit suspicious. Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's raising an eyebrow or two. Well, it turns out this is the room they go to if they don't keep up the payments.
Well, someone needs to put a stop to that. That's not fair. Is that what I go to do?
That's what you did in this thing. This is where you beat up the man, trying to euthanize the old man, and beat up the Yakuza and the guards that appeared.
Yes, I did do that. I did have a question around that, because I hit the...
I would not be fucking surprised you have a question about this scenario, Phil.
Well, I hit the guy and he drops the syringe, and then I run out of the room to fight all the guards, and there was a little bit of me that thought, wouldn't he just pick up the syringe again and finish what he was doing? But I was willing to let it go. I just wanted to point that out. But we stopped him in the end.
We did.
Yeah.
That we did. With auto battle.
Yeah, I did this by accident. I think it's one of the shoulder buttons, and it's on the bottom left-hand side of the screen, and it tells you if auto battle's turned on. And then for some reason, I couldn't figure out how to turn it off again. But they did a really good job. They did they did better than I could have.
Generally, no, the auto battle isn't a great job. People turn it on to do grinding the fights to level up out in the streets, where it's low level. When you need a bit of strategy or the difficulty levels are ramped up, auto battle's not going to see you through. But sounds like it was a step up for you.
For me, yes, very much so. Better than what I was coming up with.
Mm.
Because you can just choose, okay, be aggressive or don't be aggressive. So I was impressed, I have to say. Very good. Yeah.
So the game won't play itself for you. You still have to play the game.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've got this far. I might as well continue, you know.
You're halfway there. Whoa, living on a prayer.
If by halfway there you mean I think I've just finished chapter 4, then yes, indeed. Yes, I am.
I haven't seen the achievement for it, so I don't think you have.
Well, that's really disheartening. I'd said we were going to do an episode a chapter unless I got ran away with it. And
we're going to have to put the foot down a little bit.
Fair enough. I'll do better. Potentially.
So when I played this game, it was this section I thought was very sweet. Ichiban coming in to protect the defenseless, being the hero that he wanted to be.
It was a nice moment, I'll say that much.
Yeah, I was worried Kiryu had left some pretty big shoes to fill, but it was this scenario where I thought, oh, fuck yeah, Ichiban. He's a big fucking Labrador of a man. I love him. He's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, he's growing on me, I'll say that much. He's growing on me the way his afro is growing on him. I would look at it.
Sounds like we had two different experiences at this junction in the game.
You reckon? I don't know.
It sounds like I was much more fucking invested, actually.
Well, I like the guy. I thought he was a wee bit careless with the syringe thing that I mentioned, but ultimately it was to go off and do bigger and better things, like kill a mini boss. So that's fair. And I mean, I don't know if I've mentioned it. I do like his suit, the purple suit, even if it doesn't really work with his janitor outfit. Oh, it's a sort of mauve. Would we settle on mauve?
I think we're going to disagree about this until the last episode.
It's just sort of a purpley, mauvey, reddy thing. But it's good. It's a nice suit. That much we can't agree
it's
on.
It's a fine suit.
Fine suit of a man. But, right, I will know for the future, maybe not to trust Autofight unless I'm really failing, in which case I'm probably going to turn it back on again.
AI can't solve all your problems.
No, that much is becoming more and more apparent as the days go on. This is true.
Will we move on to our last audio note?
Let's see what I've done this time.
I'm trying to get to the next step. I have to go and meet a Yakuza boss, and every time I want to meet him, the guy goes, "Oh, I couldn't introduce you to the Yakuza boss dressed like that. Go put on some fucking weapons." I don't know what he means, so I walked to the nearest shop, which was a sex shop, because they're all sex shops, and I got some nice shoes and a nice coat. And that wasn't good enough. But it was all my money, because as you'll recall, I recently died. So now I'm having to grind out to try and get some money, and then I guess I'll have to go shopping and try and find a shop that, I don't know, sells guns or swords. Maybe now is the time for the katana. I mean, I've got my big famous bat. I don't know what more weapons he wants me to have before he introduces me to his boss, which also, by the way, seems like an oversight, you know? I can't introduce you to my boss unless you have a submachine gun under your arm. That seems a bit random, but that's where I'm at. How are you?
How are you? That was the oddest way to end a sting.
It just, I think it probably, I was still stinging while playing, and it just confused me a little bit at this juncture. So I thought I'd add some confusion to the mix. Also, it didn't help that every time I go to meet this guy, there's five frightening men come up and stand right beside him, and you have to fight them before you can talk to him. And you know, but like every time, because I fought them, and then they damaged me, so I went away and got some sushi. And then when I came back, they were back again, so I had to fight them again. So I thought, okay, maybe I'm just not allowed to progress unless I'm a little bit damaged. But
well, no, that's not it. I think this is a very video gamey moment, but it tried not to be a video gamey moment, if that makes sense.
Right.
They want you to be fully equipped before you go in.
He keeps going with the boss.
So he wants you to have, I think there are 5 slots, 2 accessories, 3 armor. So he just wants you with something equipped in every slot.
I did go away and buy some shoes after talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made what I've realized now was a mistake, because then when that wasn't good enough, I thought, oh, well, maybe we all need to be equipped. So I went away and I bought a jacket, but I gave that to Harry Potter. So,
well, it would do no harm to equip everybody. You've got these slots, you might as well fill them, even if they don't give you a major boost.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah. So I think the game's trying to teach you how to equip things, but it doesn't directly say equip things, which is a bit odd, because I did get stuck in this bit myself the first time I played.
Yeah, well, this was just, I've never just been told no in the game before. Like, no, you can't do that yet. Go on, fuck off.
But it's not very clear cut as to why, because I think I had only one accessory on Ichiban, and I had the other accessories on other characters, and that's what stopped me from going through.
Are you allowed to move, once you've assigned thing to a person, can you change to another person?
Oh yeah, you chop and change all the time. There's actually an optimal gear button on the menu, on the equip menu. I forget which button it is, but when you go into that screen, it'll just say, do you want us to equip the best gear? And you go, fuck aye, I do.
Oh, okay.
It'll do it automatically. Now, that's handy at your stage of the game, but later on, you might have equipment with lower stats, but they have other effects
that
makes them better.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ops. Cool.
So it won't always be for the best, but at your stage of the game, yeah, just optimal gear or best equipped.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, with you. So that's what I see. This is going to involve some grinding for me now. I'm going to have to go away and get some money and buy some shoes.
It's one of those games you can never be too powerful. So do take a bit of time, because you'll find yourself getting better at the combat anyway, getting strategies.
I think that's a very bold claim to make.
Ichiban will unlock a move. I think it's Mega Swing that hurts every enemy on screen. It's handy for groups.
I think I have that, yeah. Yeah, that could be a goer. And big
so
ball
don't be afraid to
well.
Try a few of these moves.
Just see how I get on.
Yeah, experiment. With
I
men.
Can do that. I can do that.
That's what I like to hear. Pints.
Pints.
Well, that was the last sting. Anything you want to ask or anything you would like to go over?
No, I've learned a lot.
Yeah, this was basically a tutorial episode. One I expected to have many moons ago.
Yep, I just am a much slower learner than you could have anticipated.
Shocking, you always seem to be such a bright individual.
Well, it's ironic because when I played Elden Ring, I picked things up a wee bit quicker than this, if anything.
A much more difficult game.
Yeah, it had less tutorials.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, they're spoon feeding me, do this move, and it's just, yep, finding it a little challenging. So this is it. We all have our talents. If I could unlock a katana, it would all be different.
Someday. That is the dream.
Yeah. Can only hope.
So at this point, it feels like we've scraped the barrel once again this week.
I think there's some quality in there. I think.
Oh, do you? I'm glad you think so.
Yep, I think we learned a lot about my mandolin playing.
You know, this show already goes out with adverts in it. We didn't need to include our own.
I think if there's one thing this show needs more of, it's shameless commercialism and consumerism. So why not? I might go now and have a delicious pint of Guinness and listen to the new Ballad Mongrels album on my Sony Hi-Fi on my table that I bought from IKEA.
And, what's its name?
Slurder Jenkins, I think it was at the time.
Fine table.
Yeah, it's a good table. But I'm happy. I'm happy with the progress I've made so far.
And I'm glad. And do you feel bad about trying to call your best friend out in a podcast?
That was definitely a fool's errand. That was not my brightest moment. I'd be the first to admit that as an error on my part, and I take full responsibility.
Because I have told you something that has not revealed itself yet, accidentally.
Am I going to have to go and find that now?
It will come up if you play through this game.
Is it that there's a really good swing move that your Litchi Band does?
Nope. But it will raise its head, and maybe if you don't spot it, I won't bring it up again.
Well, we'll see what we can find out.
Indeed, eh? Are you going to go back and listen to the old episodes and try and find it?
Probably not, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so, you lazy fuck.
I live in the moment, man.
By the skin of his hole, it's filthy. So, no feedback to go through. A lot of people asking if you're actually enjoying the game and if you're still playing, because there's been gaps in uploads. You don't seem that enthused.
Oh, no, I am enjoying it.
The reckless abandon of Elden Ring just isn't present here.
Yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it? Life gets in the way, man. We talked about this, right? It is funny because you're right. When we started the Elden Ring one, our initial idea for the podcast at all was that it would be stings, and whenever I have something to talk about, we would do an episode, but it turned into a weekly because, yeah, I never stopped playing the fucking thing. And that's how that happened. This is just a much more, I want to say, proportionate reaction to a game, I think. But I am enjoying it, and I'm slowly getting there, I think. Once I just get a bit more up and running, I think.
I hope so. The episode overtaking your chapters is...
That's a new low for me. Yeah, that's a new low. And I do only have until September to get the game finished before Mortal Kombat comes out, I suppose. So, going to have to work on that.
A new Assassin's Creed later on in the year then.
September and October. So it's going to be a fun autumn for Philly. But, yeah.
Hidden Ring stings. Because I'm not doing a Mortal Kombat show with you, no offense.
Oh, well, that seems mean, but fair at the same time, I think. There'll only be one episode, let's face it. I'm not going to sleep that week. It's going to be non-stop fatalities, left, right, and centre.
There'll just be no show. I'll just stick all the stings together.
Yeah.
Lots of button tapping and swearing.
Yep. Dear listener, beep. Goodbye. I'll be up.
So if people did want to leave feedback...
They could and they should. I promise I will respond and get better at this game. All I need is a little bit of encouragement. That's what's been missing.
Yes, listener, it's your fault.
Yeah, I've managed to find a way to blame the listener. That was the important
thing. Oh, it's always somebody else's fucking fault, isn't it?
Well, they can let me know why it's not their fault on Twitter at filthyring, or email us on filthyring@gmail.com. That's what they can do.
I've just realised I took out the show notes part of the script.
Are there any?
No, remember when I used to say P E. Oh,
I was going to say, yes. You've stopped doing the nice voice. I
fucking deleted it out of the script, that's why.
That's awful.
Oh dear.
Disappointing. Say it anyway. Do it again. That was only a half-assed one. Do it again. What's the name of the website where they can hear me talk more?
Because there will be extra links in this episode for Matt's and Tyler's stuff. So
you mean the Ballad Mongols album Trouble that I play mandolin on? Yeah, that one.
That's the one. I should have made notes on that, but fuck it. We've said it enough times in this episode. I shouldn't have to. So I will just pull up the Filthy's Elden Ring Stings notes and see what I have here back when these were much longer. So, Filthy Ring on Twitter or filthyring@gmail.com. All links are in episode show notes or visit shows.acast.com/PERS for links and various hosting services.
That was lovely.
Has been a while. I need to get that fucking back in the template.
Yep, needs to be there.
Why didn't you fucking remind me?
Your silky notes, your silky tones are all over that.
And that was the last episode notes on that. So what lies next in our Filthy Rings Things? Horizon, Cyberpunk 2077, Disco Elysium, Witcher 3, Hades, Persona 5, Halo Infinite, now that the campaign co-op has been unlocked. None of those are Yakuza Like a Dragon, Filthy.
No, they're not. Now you mention it. The hell?
It's almost like it was your fucking idea.
The hell did I get Yakuza from? Christ. That's an odd one, that. That's a quandary. That's worth pondering, for
that's
sure.
That's a head-scratcher.
Yeah.
So, will we actually close it this time?
Yeah, let's do it. We've got as much out of these people as we can.
I'm fucking annoyed about that.
With our links, yeah.
I like doing the PERS bit.
See, I like it too. Yeah.
Wank.
Sure, we'll know for again.
Until our paths cross again. We live by fuck do we learn.
God help us all.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.